everybody can see. A whole lot of people won't see, but a whole lot of people need to see $9 to get to the sea. And one of the roles of the prophet and the priest and the real pastor is to help those who cannot see be there to the $9 so that they can see, so that they will gain maturity and be able to see things for themselves. God does give those visions and dreams. And after me and vision from the face, he says to me, "Daddy, is that the woman who sees visions and dreams? Is that the woman who sees visions and dreams?" And I said, "Yes, that's her." To me, it was almost like when Jesus met John and Elizabeth, and their spirits connected, and they kind of knew that they were both special, that there was something in them that not all everybody knew about. There was something in that FaceTime call. I thank God that she took that call at that moment, because Jesus and Elizabeth, baby, got together at that time, and their spirits touched, and there was something, was maybe a transfer at that time. And he says, "I always wanted to meet her." Goes on to say of the increase of his government, it should be upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even for Israel. The seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. It goes on to say, he who hath believed our report, to him is the arm of the Lord revealed. And he shall go on before him as a tender plant. He has no form, no comeliness, and when you shall see him, this is not you. But he said, "This is not you." He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and he feared, as it were, of faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely, he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet, he esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. He begins in chapter 9. Child is born, but a son is given. A child is born, but a son is given. A child is born, but a son is given. And Isaiah talks about a child being born and a son being given. He's talking about church would be called this ontological dualism. Ontological deals with the makeup of a person or a being. Dualism again deals with duality, the two-ness of a person. See, everybody in here is split personality, whether you've been diagnosed or not. Whether you've been alone to count or not. Whether you've been on your forehead or not, whether you ride the sport bus or not, whether you had bad cars or not, everyone in here has split personality, because the way you act on Sunday is always the way you act on Monday. And some of y'all don't even act the same way Sunday morning that you act on Sunday afternoon. Let there be no ticket left in public after we get out of here. That you got to wait in line, or you have to be waiting in line more than 30 minutes to get a table. You lose all. You're with all of us in here. Got a little split personality. Whether I asked you to do it or not, you took time to tell you what I did. And I'm going to make a reference for you to her. But all of us got split personality. And it's in Jesus that he has this split personality, this ontological dualism, because he has this mother side and this father side. See, on the mother side, that's where Isaiah says that a child is born, because it's a mother who does give birth to a child. But on this father side, it's where a son is given by a father who has given his only begotten son to us. He has a mother side and a father side, and the mother side and the father side is really a part of all of us. See, you got to understand that it's on his mother's side that he talks about that man cannot live by bread alone, but on his father's side, he will turn stones into bread. It's on his mother's side that he's baptized just like all of us in the river Jordan, but on his father's side, the heavens open and the Spirit of the Lord descended from heaven like the form of a dove and said, "This is my son, in whom I am well pleased." On his mother's side, he cried and he grieved and he went to a cemetery and visited, but on his father's side, he said, "Lazarus, you come forth." On his mother's side, the people were hungry. On his mother's side, the people had nothing to eat. But on his father's side, he took two sardines and five blood clubbers and created a seafood buffet in the hills of Hermon. On his mother's side, they ran out of wine. But on his mother's side, he turned the water into wine. On his mother's side, he died and gave up the ghost. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. But anybody know, on his mother's side, he got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. So yes, all of us have a mother's side and a father's side. Sometimes our mother's side gets the best of us. Sometimes our mother's side doesn't send people. Sometimes our mother's side hits people. Sometimes our mother's side gives up people the other side of our mouth. But on our father's side, we got to pray for them who rightly despise us. On our father's side, we got to turn the other cheek. On our father's side, we got to understand everything. Be all right. You prophesy that a child is born, but a son is given. And you've got to have the wisdom and discernment to know your answer on your mother's side. But then you need to revert and then act on your father's side. He says not only will there be this tension in each one of our personalities, but this man here that will come from his mother but sent from his father, everything will be upon his shoulders. He's going to come to a mean, wicked world where men have taken advantage of their possessions, men have taken advantage of their titles, men have taken advantage of their power to pardon people who deserve to be pardoned instead of pardoning all your friends who are criminals who help you stay in power. But you have pardoned them so they be quiet and don't tell everything about you. But see, they don't know grandma's religion. They don't know that people who throw dirt and do dirt with you will throw dirt on you. They don't know grandma's religion, that everything you do in the night will come out in the light. They don't come on grandma's religion, that God will, in due season, make you reap what you have already known. What he's just doing is by his time. But in due season, everything he's done will come out in the light. But we ain't got to worry about that according to the prophecy of Isaiah, because the king that we serve, everything. Somebody say everything. I said everything. Take the fee out because he's already got the victory. Take the fee out because he's already got the victory. Everything will be upon his shoulder. He's going to be called Counselor. You have to have more degrees. You got your badge, you got yours, you got your certificates. But the rest of us who are counselors without degrees, without certifications, and the reason why we are counselors is because we take good counsel. You wonder why people call you all the time. You wonder why you bother all the time. You wonder why you got to handle everybody else's burdens. Because you done got reputation to give good counsel. But let me tell you, you need to be smart enough to know when some things are over your head. And that's why there's many people like Ashley and others. And you got to be able to turn that stuff that's over your head. All right? Because some people need Jesus as a therapist. And there's nothing wrong with having both. You know, you need to tell us sometimes things Jesus and ginger ale can cure everything. But Jesus has sent us therapists to help us to deal with some things that ain't spiritual. Because some medical maladies ain't caused by just spirit. There are some things that are caused by your biology. That's why I didn't need to do this. I didn't ask why you were going to know spirit. You got to be careful about these transgender people because you don't know what's going on in their biology that makes them transgender. Yeah, I know your child, your little son, you want to wear a dress and wear your shoes. Maybe that might be a problem. But we got some kids and some children and some adults who really have some biological issues that only people like Ashley can diagnose. That ain't your business. And you need to leave them people alone. Who gonna be in the bathroom in and out checking? You got enough kind of worrying about your own stuff than be worried about somebody else's stuff. And let me also put a little quarter in the meat. I got another quarter in my pocket. They don't want you to know that. We shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. And what we need him to be right now is the Prince of Peace. December is the most depressing month. I'm right about it, Ashley. In the year, more people die in this month than any other month of the year. Which is going to give us vitamin D. The lack of sun causes the lack of mortality. The lack of mortality leads to the lack of living. It leads to depression. This day, y'all, in the marriage, mom and dad, and she's not at the Christmas table. It's good to bring your child down and give them a gift. The gift of peace. This is what it is. This is just a simple picture. The people of this place in this time because of the hatred of something that we need to be honest. Yes. general about people today, children to Jesus. He's a wonderful teacher. He's the man of God. He is the Prince of Peace. And I tell you right in the book in Jesus' name that he says peace to all the people of any good. I will admit that Christmas is good. To be in right after dinner, not because I was full, I just had to be, because there was nothing else to do. It just wasn't done. So, it caused me Jesus was ready to fight. He said, if it
don't finish it. And that's why he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. And by his stripes, I feel the help coming on right now. By his stripes, we are healed. Well, I told you for Christmas, I only wanted one thing. I only want it. I only want it. One thing. I only wanted a bike to exercise and to ride with my children. And Cindy and the children bought me my bike. My friends. But what I did not know is they also bought me this Adidas outfit. With my bike, the shoes from the Tour de France included. I didn't deserve all that, didn't need all that. But he said, I tell the good story, and a good prophet deserves a prophet's reward. And then I put the picture on the internet and on Facebook, not really to brag, but to say, thank God for a good family. Thank God that understands that daddy is trying to keep his weight and trying to exercise, but more importantly, that daddy is going to spend more time with them while they're riding their bike. And then everybody noticed the Adidas outfit. People noticed the wrong things in life. And one of my employees noticed the three stripes on the outfit. And I'm going to call his name. His name is James Bell. And James had only leave it when that doctor boss. Y'all don't understand this yet. Only leave it. Only doctor leave it. Would have doctor boss on the sweatsuit. See, when you got a real PhD, I mean when you earn, not the one that you bought off the computer, you deserve to have three bars on your shoulder. And they recommend represent the fact that you have completed 3 degrees. Your bachelor's, your master's, and your doctorate. It means that you have reached the highest levels of academia. And James Bell said only leaving with that free bars on his sweatsuit. Well, y'all know it's the symbol of Adidas anyhow. And he was just making the joke that only I would have three bars on my outfit, but it came already. So I had to do some little research, actually. Fredo, I had to find out why does Adidas have three bars. And I found out that the three bars actually represent the only three places that Adidas are sold. North America, Europe, and Asia. You can't buy Adidas in Antarctica. You can't buy Adidas in Africa. And you cannot buy salvation unless you know the man who died on a cross called Calvary. There was fear in him. But there, one took grief. One took our strength for us. But then we also find, I put it back up there, that the symbol is in a mountain. The symbol is in a mountain. The three bars are really created to create a mountain. Mountain represents for Adidas that I can climb and conquer every challenge in my life. There was a man 2,000 years ago. He must have had on Adidas sandals because he went home. But you call him. He went all the way up. Says that he was wounded for our transgressions.